This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I am so glad you're here. We are undone, so thankful with the continuing of these uncontained movements, revivals of prayer and worship that we're seeing not only in the United States, but in other parts of the world as well. And I've actually titled today's podcast, Uncontained Revivals of Prayer and Worship. Uncontained Revivals of Prayer and Worship. These movements, one sparking another, I just feel like we've prayed for so long because, as we said in our last episode, these gatherings are really centered among young college-age people, not just college students, but that generation, that age. I am just thrilled. I know that you are too. And listen, welcome to the podcast today. I want to say this. We have friends, we have listeners in Belgium. And I want to just say hello and let you know I know you're there. And I so appreciate you being there, that you follow our podcast and that you listen, that you download our episodes. And I want to thank you, and I want to say, share it with friends. I would love to see, boy, you know, just they're like little lights that pop up when someone, you know, picks up the one of our episodes. So I just love to see it all lit up in Belgium, which, you know, I have to say, because of where it's where the country is situated, there in the northwestern part of Europe, that is just such an interesting area, such a beautiful, so many beautiful people, beautiful languages. So, hey, I just wanted to say thank you so much for following. I'm so glad you're here. Please stay with us. We love having you. So back to what I was saying, uncontained revivals of prayer and worship, and the important components of this revival as it spreads, I believe, sort of requires, it begs a response from you and from me on an individual level. These things are happening in our lifetime. And as we've said, we have prayed for these things. Now we are seeing the unfolding of God's presence in this most remarkable way. And we believe, I believe, speaking collectively for our ministry in this podcast, I believe that there is a continuation ahead. I don't think that this is short-lived or that there's an end in sight. I believe, as we said in our last episode, this is God-authorized, God-breathed, God-orchestrated, and to God belongs the glory. So your part, my part. We want revival in our home. We want revival on these campuses. We want revival in these institutions and in the marketplace, but not more than I want revival in my very own home. I want my family in revival, my children, their children, our children to come. We want this seed of God's presence and His download of His presence, the sweet, amazing presence of God. We want that in our home. So as these reports come in, we're just paying attention. And you know, I love how the media has described, which I think is accurate. I think it's honest and accurate. One media report reads like this: the Asbury Revival in Kentucky has inspired similar movements at other Christian college campuses after the around-the-clock prayer service went viral on social media. It goes on to report, Similar revivals have emerged at schools like Cedarville University in Ohio, Samford University in Birmingham, Alabama, Lee University in Cleveland, Tennessee, and Belmont University in Nashville. And besides this media report, which that was the conclusion of that report, but my report, I have heard more than one word-of-mouth report of Christians in other countries that are gathering like this in similar get-togethers for extended and uninterrupted prayer and worship. So not just in one country. You know, the Word says in the book of Psalms, "Ask of me and I'll give you the nations." That is a promise that the Father made to the Son. And as a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, as a follower of His, as a disciple, we inherit that promise. We ask for the nations. And God gives us the nations as an inheritance to spread His good news, the story of His love, and that compelling story of His love, which is why we worship Him. So these events share, all of these events share a drawing and appeal that is organic, and it's not contained around a person or a doctrine or a thing. It's just the overflow of the heart, the moving of the Spirit of God on individual lives, and that the overflow that results there. In our last episode, we talked about how this really is answered prayer. And we looked at the example of Acts 12, when the church was gathered to pray for Peter's release from prison, and they were shocked when Peter was released from prison. So we might be shocked that God is doing the very thing we've cried out to Him to do, but not anymore. We're not shocked anymore. And secondly, our response is gratitude. You know, worship happens in the overflow of a grateful heart. A grateful heart that is grateful for who God is and what He has done. See, this is so pure. It's simplistic and it's pure. It's unadulterated. There's not mixture there when the Lord really takes over. And thirdly, last time we talked some about recognizing your voice and your role. In other words, don't sit this out. Don't wait to hear more reports of something taking place somewhere else. Go before the Lord and inquire of Him to send the visitation into your house, into your congregation, your community, into the area, the geographical area where you live and where you have, your, like that's your sphere of influence. Ezekiel 37 was a prophecy recorded by Ezekiel, spoken really to and about, spoken by Ezekiel to and about Israel, but applies to us as well. Where our bones are dry, where they have been dry, we speak life to those bones. So we're being revived, we're being encouraged, and you can just feel it in the air. For those of you who have access to social media, you are aware of what I'm speaking of, I'm sure. For those of you who do not have access, continue to reach for that. Online searches will help in a big way to get up-to-date reports. So just succinctly here, I just want to point us in the direction to say as we appeal to the Lord for this movement to be sparked in our own lives, I can say that as a ministry, and that would include this podcast, we always believe that God's moving is present with us, like right now, and that there's a requirement that comes with that. To steward the moving of God's Spirit, we believe, is a responsibility on a personal level and in a corporate way as we gather when one individual gathers with two or more, this coming together of understanding, recognizing God is moving also means there's a responsibility and a response that the Lord is looking from us, for from us. He is present with us right now, and He is out in front of us. So this moving of God is out in front of us. It's so powerful, even as it continues to spread and to increase. And I can say categorically that the emphasis at a time like this is not the old man. I don't mean like an elderly man. I mean, in the sense of Scripture, the old man has been crucified and we have put on the new man in Christ Jesus. So all things are new. So we don't need to continue to coddle or to try to rehabilitate the old man. We don't in our ministry. And we wouldn't ever speak in that way on this podcast. We would never codify and dwell on the, the old man. Rather, we have this earthen vessel. This is a new man. We've been given the Spirit of God living on the inside of us. He has written His law on our hearts. We are new in every sense of the word. So as a ministry, and as a podcast, the emphasis is that the Spirit of God is present now, and increasingly so, He is out in front of us. Therefore, our emphasis is on the new man, and we realize that we have a responsibility to respond in kind when God blesses us with His presence in that way. And that speaking of that requirement, we receive great encouragement and insight from those who have gone ahead, actually those on whose shoulders we stand. We are strengthened and encouraged by them, those who have gone ahead, the elders who are both alive and those who are with the Lord. We are encouraged by them and by their stories and their testimonies to boldly take the day and to take and own our generation as did they their generation. We are bold that way. We are bold to say what we believe. We are bold to embrace the truth and to say, yes, Lord, when His presence is with us and so manifest, we recognize His presence and respond to give Him glory. You know, do that with me right now. There's a prayer. You've heard me speak of A.W. Tozier. I copied a prayer from that brother, that wonderful brother, in my journal, and I just read it again. I want to close today with this prayer. This is what A.W. Tozier wrote. Father, I pray that today You might give me a sense of Your presence wherever I am and in whatever I'm doing. Direct my heart to worship You. Direct my heart to worship You throughout the day. Be pleased and accept that worship as a genuine expression of my heartfelt gratitude and awe. Amen. And I say amen as well. Oh, we have so much to be thankful for. I can hardly take it in. It is an uncontained movement, and I feel uncontained as well. Stay with us. We'll see you in the next episode. We're going to continue talking about what's going on, and all those friends out there in Belgium, let us hear from you. The links are below in the show notes of our podcast, so let us hear from you. We would so love that. And to all of our listeners, God bless you. God bless you. God's Spirit is moving. There are great days ahead.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit acleartrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.